teams that are right on the line as well. I believe they're in eighth and ninth as of today. So
two wins
would leave us 10 games to go after that would go a mighty long way in putting ourselves in a bit better position than we currently are in. So they're two crucial games here to start the trip.
A shortened season, are you guys paying attention to the all the trade deadline rumors? Are you trying to just block that stuff out?
Yeah, I mean, we got a lot of games this week. I think everyone in the room is aware that there's a trade deadline Wednesday. But
is there a reason why you don't like to talk about it?
Mostly because it just creates distractions that you guys are experts at making worse.
Do you guys pay any attention to the, like, some of the networks do the full day trade deadline coverage? Do you guys even pay attention to that?
I've seen the show, yeah.
One of the things I think is really good this year, which is my opinion, is not getting too high or low after losses. I know that was a conscious effort this year. Do you, is that the true for you guys from last year? Maybe not getting too high, too low, and keeping an even keel?
Last year was a long time ago, man. It seems like I've done a lot of things since then. But, you know, we at this schedule, we've talked about it a lot, but there isn't – you have to address some things you want to address, whether it be special teams or goals against, or, you know, creating more chances, and then you're getting ready for the next team you're playing. So, you know, when you're playing this many games, it's important to not get excited when you win three in a row. And, you know, if you have a rough night, you got to move and get back on it and get a win as quick as possible because long losing streaks are killer here.
Did you think the drought was going to end yesterday? From that break?
What drought are you referring to?
The goal drought?
I would have hoped so, but it was pretty in tight, so did what I could there.